Welcome to another episode of the Lift and Shine podcast. I'm your host, Coach C, and my mission is to help busy, hardworking women who have neglected themselves for way too long by not only giving health and fitness tips, but by changing women's mindset so they can live their best life every single day. I want women to feel empowered and capable of doing anything. If you feel out of shape, defeated, or broken, or even if you're just having a shitty day, this podcast is for you. I will be dropping weekly episodes to not only help you lose the weight for good, but to help you become the best version of you. Let's get to it. So I'm going to dive right in, and I want to help you get through this weekend without feeling guilty, without thinking, oh no, I'm on a weight loss journey, I'm on a diet, and I can't go out, and I can't have fun. Ladies, do you think that healthy individuals don't go and live their lives? If anything, they go and live their best lives. You are allowed to go out and still lose the weight and have a great freaking time. I want you ladies to stop thinking and change that mindset around dieting. It's not dieting, it's a healthy lifestyle. When you're out, make healthy decisions. So I'm actually going to give you some tips and tricks to help you, because that's what I'm here for. And I want you to be the best version of you. And I want you to not feel isolated or at home because everybody's going out and you're afraid to splurge or eat things that you're not supposed to be eating on your weight loss journey. I don't call it a diet. I call it a weight loss journey, a journey to become the best version of you. So a couple of things that I want you to know is when you're going out, make sure that one, you're continuing to eat throughout the day. This is something that I'm fully guilty of. I used to go to buffets on the weekends and I would not eat all day, and then I would just shove my face with everything I see at the buffet. That is the worst thing you could possibly do, because what happens is your body will turn that food into fat because you have been starving yourself all day. So make sure you're eating throughout the day. Have your breakfast, have your protein shake, have your oatmeal, have foods to fuel your body. And then when you do go out, make mindful decisions, make healthy decisions. There is always a healthy alternative. For example, it doesn't have to be salads. You don't have to have salad and chicken. Have a main course meal. Have steak with mashed potatoes and broccoli or whatever vegetable that comes with it. Have an actual meal. Stay away from the appetizers. A lot of the time, the appetizers are, it's all cheese, it's all fried food. Stay away from the appetizers and just go and have an actual meal to make you full. And let's say there's a dessert on there that you've been craving, you've been wanting. Like for me, the keg is something I miss so much. If you're in Canada, you know, the Canada Steakhouse, my favorite is the filet mignon. I love it. It's so tender. And for dessert, there's this cake. It's like ice cream cake. Oh my God, it just melts in your mouth. And I'm pretty sure it's like 500 calories for a piece of that cake. And I'll be honest with you, I have it once in a while. Well, when I was back in Canada, not now. I don't have it in Mexico. But when I return to Canada, that is what I'm having, because you're allowed to treat yourself. This is where the 80-20 rule comes in handy. Eat healthy throughout the day, have your steak, have your veggies, have your healthy carbs, and then have a piece of cake. It's okay to have a piece of cake. If you are going to restrict yourself so much all week, and then let's say you're going to do a 30-day, no eating anything that you enjoy, you're going to end up splurging. You're going to end up giving up, because that's no fun. I want you ladies to have fun. I want you ladies to be able to eat the foods that you love and still lose the weight. A friendly reminder, you did not put on the weight overnight. You put on the weight over weeks, months, years of bad habits. So these bad habits are the reason that you're overweight. These bad habits are the reason you are stuck where you are. So now we're making healthy choices, but you are allowed to breathe. Make sure that you use this 80-20 rule. And I tell my clients this all the time. When I see them on this mission, they're all healthy. I tell them, go have a cookie. Go enjoy yourself. Go have something that you've been craving for a while. Make sure you utilize the 80-20 rule throughout the week. 80-20 rule does not mean eat healthy Monday to Friday, and then Friday comes along, and then it's drinking and nachos and chicken, and then it's hungover on Saturday, and then Caesars, and then, let's be honest, I've been there. I used to do that, and it doesn't work, because that's not what the 80-20 rule is about. 80-20 rule is stay on your weight loss journey for Monday, Tuesday night, you feel like having a piece of cheesecake, have a piece of cheesecake. And then Wednesday, you're good. And then Thursday morning, you want to have, I don't know, BLT bagel, have that. And you want to have something that's not in your meal plan, have it. So you have to just kind of stagger it around the week. Don't just binge eat all in one time and then say, okay, the next day I'm going to eat healthy again. This is a thing, you have to change your perspective and your mindset around eating healthy. You can actually put on weight by eating too much healthy food. So it's all about moderation and balance. And learn new foods, learn new recipes. My clients know there's hundreds, thousands of recipes in my community for them to use. There's that protein ball we absolutely love, love, love. It's so easy to make and it tastes delicious. It's honey, oatmeal, but it is such a good little snack and treat. And they never, ever ate that before. Instead, they would probably grab like a Mars bar or O. Henry. But now they know, okay, I'm craving like something sweet, chocolatey, but I want my protein intake. Then they go and make that. It takes them 5 seconds. It's easy to make. There are so many healthy alternatives. One of my clients went to a fair last week, it was, and she actually was able to get healthy options at a fair. You think okay, there's only hot dogs and whatnot. No, there's like corn stick. She had like this fruit stick. There's grilled chicken that there was there. This is the thing. Just stay away from fried food. But if there's really no other option, have it. But then make sure that throughout the day you're eating healthy. Make sure you have a salad with it or some veggies with it and load up on your water. Water, 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 water. Water intake is key. You want to flush out all that sodium built up. So ladies, don't go into the weekend thinking, oh no, I can't go out. I'm afraid because I have a party to go to or I can't drink or whatnot. Have a glass of wine. Enjoy. You're allowed to have fun. I want you ladies to think of this as a weight loss journey, as a lifestyle, not as a diet restrictive, I can't do anything. And this is why so many people, so many women out there that I talk to lose the weight in a couple months and then they gain it all back because you haven't changed your mindset. You haven't changed your bad habits. You've just stopped doing everything you were doing for a short period of time and you're restricting yourself. You're not enjoying the 80-20 rule and then you binge eat and then you put on the weight back on. Also, these low calorie diets, of course you're gonna lose the weight because you're barely eating, but you're not losing fat. You are losing water weight, which will come back.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you got some value out of this episode, take a screenshot of this, share it on social media, and tag me on Instagram at shinebrightfitnessacademy. And don't hesitate to shoot me a message and let me know your biggest takeaway from this episode. And if you're tired of being stuck where you are and are ready for a change, then head over to my bio on Instagram and fill out the application form. I will see you on the next episode. And as I always say, peace, love, and don't forget your protein. Let's freaking shine. Go ahead and shine.